this day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Wednesday, the 30th of September, and having a birthday is Angie Dickinson. The American actress is 89, best known for the 70s TV series Police Woman.
Police Cops.
Right. And she was formerly married to songwriter Burt Bacharach.
Johnny Mathis, the American singer, is 85 today.
Geoffrey Robertson, the Australian barrister, author, human rights activist, freedom of speech advocate and TV presenter, is 74.
Overachiever, Greg Brady.
Listen, if you don't like it, you can leave too.
He's 66 today, a.k.a. Barry Williams. He's best known for playing that role back in the 60s and 70s.
Fran Drescher, a.k.a. The Nanny, is 63 today.
Eric Stoltz, the US actor whose films include Mask, Little Women and Jerry Maguire, today is 59.
He originally had the part of Marty McFly in Back to the Future, but he wasn't cutting it, so they got Michael J. Fox in instead.
Ouch.
Stan Grant, the Australian TV news presenter, is 57.
Monica Bellucci, the Italian actress, today is 56.
You remember her as Persephone in The Matrix?
No.
You would if you saw her.
She the blonde one?
No, she's the hot brunette. She's Italian.
She can be blonde and still be Italian.
Fair call. Speaking of blonde, Jenna Elfman, the US actress who played Dharma in Dharma and Greg, is 49 today.
And Martina Hingis, the Swiss tennis player, today is 40.
It was on this day in 1854 that the first cricket match at the MCG was played between the cricket club members.
A couple of notable deaths happened on this day in different years. In 1955, we lost American actor James Dean at the age of 24. And just a couple of years ago, Charles Aznavour, the French singer, songwriter and actor, also died. But he was 94.
This is my favourite song of Charles Aznavour.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure.
I know why it's your favourite. It's from Notting Hill.
Well, the Elvis Costello version of Charles Aznavour's songs in Notting Hill, but yes, that's why. In 1960, this show began on TV.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the Flintstones family.
The Flintstones, basically the 1960s version of The Simpsons.
Five.
5 years later, and this began on UK TV.
Thunderbirds are go.
Yep, Thunderbirds are go.
And in the year 2019, Australia's talking clock ended. Do you remember when you could ring that number and it would tell you what the time was?
Yeah, 1194, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Now everyone just looks at their phone and it's right there on the screen.
Poor talking clock.
I know. Do we have a bit of the talking clock?
At the third stroke, it will be 4:47 and 20 seconds.
Here he is.
Ugh, brings back some memories.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Wednesday, the 30th of September.